This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tuesday marked exactly 1 year since the first case of COVID-19 was detected in China. The world has changed dramatically since then. In Wisconsin, 92 deaths were reported Tuesday, and more than 2,000 were in the hospital. On this somber anniversary, WPR's Bram Sablesmith went to the COVID unit at the University Hospital in Madison and filed this report.
It's almost remarkable how much of this trip to the hospital feels ordinary. There's a line of cars to get into the garage, where you still have to push a button to get a ticket and enter. There's a bustle of patients coming in and out of the entrance. Everyone is wearing a mask, though, and a screener checks your symptoms as you enter. Three floors up, this COVID unit also feels familiar. In normal times, this is a general care floor of the hospital. But, of course, these are not normal times. The unit was repurposed in March. Each room now has negative air pressure to prevent the coronavirus from spilling into the hallway. And nursing assistant Mary Lowe says recently, all 28 beds in this unit have been consistently full.
I mean, we were always a busy unit, but I definitely see way more days where I feel overwhelmed. There's just so much to do, and the acuity of the patients is pretty high. They need a lot of care.
Lowe's work brings her in direct contact with 7 or 8 COVID patients a day. She helps them with everything from eating, using the restroom, and bathing. But like the calm at the eye of a hurricane, she feels safer here than some places outside the hospital.
Knowing exactly what I'm dealing with and who has it and who doesn't than I would if I were working at a grocery store right now and not knowing who I'm coming in contact with.
The medical staff in the hallway are wearing surgical masks, but they suit up in protective gear before they enter patient rooms. Gown, gloves, and protection for the face. Recently, Lowe says she's transitioned from using an N95 and face shield to using a device called a PAPR. It's almost like a soft astronaut's helmet connected to an air filter.
I really like that I can smile at patients and they can see my face, or if we have a deaf patient that can read lips, then they can still have the ability to do that as well.
The most serious COVID patients, the ones who are unconscious and on a ventilator, are in one of the 4 other COVID units at this hospital. The patients here are conscious, usually getting oxygen, steroids, and personal care. With basically no visitors allowed, Lowe often finds herself providing emotional support. The hardest for her is when a patient leaves this unit for more intensive care. Those are the ones who sometimes don't recover.
It's definitely hard. Patients are suffering, and people are really sick here. We're all working really hard to help them get better and to support them, but it's definitely straining us.
This is why the hospital has started granting access to its COVID units, why Mary Lowe is taking time out of her 12-hour shift to talk to a reporter. Treating COVID patients is exhausting. They've been doing it for months. And Dr. Ann Sheehy notes, even with promising news about vaccines, there's no end in sight for healthcare workers.
Our hospitalization rate continues to look like a mountain, and we're still climbing that mountain. We really need help from the people of Wisconsin to help us shut this down.
As a division head, Sheehy helps with the staffing logistics of caring for COVID-19. It's not easy.
Everybody's working a lot of extra hours to take really good care of these patients, and I think if anything, I mean, this is a group that's really driven to take good care of patients, and people will continue to go above and beyond until they just can't.
And that's what she wants you to know. The doctors and nurses and everyone on staff at this hospital are working hard to keep people in Wisconsin alive during this pandemic. But at a certain point, there's only so much they can do. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.